Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Hi, my name is Solomon Martin, and I am the host of Success for Kids, the number one podcast in the world for kids who want to do great things in their life. And today I have a very special guest, Dr. Dave Martin and my father. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Man, I'm excited to be the guest on your podcast.
Yes.
Success for Kids. Kids that want to do great things in life. You think there's a lot of kids out there that want to do great things?
There are a lot of kids out there. Some kids want to go to the NBA. Some kids want to go to the NFL, the NHL, MLS.
Do all of them just want to do sports?
No, some of them want to be preachers. Some of them want to be inspirational speakers, motivational speakers. Some
doctors,
of them, doctors,
lawyers
and singers.
Maybe the next Justin Bieber.
Yeah. And
great.
Some people want to travel the world and tell people about Jesus. So
that's a great thing to do.
That's a great thing to do.
Well, what do you want to do that's great?
I mean, I do want to play in the NBA.
Okay.
Or NFL, but I really do also want to be a preacher and travel the world just like my amazing father right here.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yes.
So how do you become great? What makes someone great? You ever thought about that?
No, I have not.
Well, you wrote a book called 12 Traits of the Greats for Kids.
Oh, right. I did.
So you should know what it is to be great.
Yes.
Let's talk about one of those traits or something.
Talk about one of those traits. Today, we are going to talk about self-control.
Self-control.
Yes.
Ooh, that's also a fruit of the Spirit, isn't it?
Yes.
So self-control, what does that mean?
If someone is being mean to you or something like that, and you're like, I really want to get back at them, or you're being really angry at them, and you need to hold yourself back from punching them or saying bad things about them. So
okay, so maybe not saying something that you want to say because it would hurt someone else.
Yes.
Because words hurt people.
Yeah.
And we know that. Words are not for hurting. So to self-control would be like if someone says something mean to you, not to say something mean back to them.
Yeah, that's a great idea and saying.
What about on the basketball court? How can, would self-control have to do with good sportsmanship?
Yes, it really would, because when I was playing, you were there, and one of the kids pushed, like, one of my guys on my team down and really hurt him, and I helped him up, but I really wanted to say something mean to that kid, because it wasn't right for him to do that. So, but that was self-control, holding myself back.
Right. What about in the car? Maybe you're driving in the car and someone pulls out in front of you. What do you do?
Some people would beep. Some people would say something. Some people would just be like, maybe they're in a rush or they're not having a good day.
Yeah, but when you get mad at the person in the other car, what do I tell you that you're doing? If you get mad and start yelling at them, getting all upset, you'll never even see them again. You don't want to give them your what?
Power.
Don't let them have your power. You're in control. That's self-control. So by getting upset and yelling and blowing the horn, you're giving your power away. And if you're going to be great, you got to keep your power.
Yes, you do.
Any other examples you have of self-control?
Well,
What about with money? Let's talk about that for a second.
Yes.
So say you got $50 for your birthday.
And you shouldn't be boast about that. Like, oh, I got $50 and you don't.
Yeah, but with self-control, it would be like going to the store and wasting all that. You really want to think about it. So
yeah.
If you get $50, first of all, what's the first thing you should do with your money when you get some money?
You have to at least give $10 to God in offering.
10%. Yeah. So $50 would be $5 goes to God.
Yeah.
And
but
then,
if you're really loving God that day, you can give him 10.
There you go. That's true. You
if
sure
you're like,
can.
God, you really helped me win that basketball game, and I love you so much, here's an extra $5.
Okay. You could do that. And then you should probably save a little bit.
Yeah, you can save a little bit and buy yourself something nice.
Yeah, and but you don't want to just waste it, so you want to think self-control. Don't just waste it on a bunch of candy that's not going to get you anything except some cavities. Maybe you're saving up because you want to get a new video game or something like that.
Or, like, maybe, like, I saved up all my money and I had $120 and I bought myself that really nice backpack, hat, and shirt that matched the backpack, and it was really expensive, but I bought it.
You did.
Mom kicked in some money, but I had most of it.
That's true. Well, that's a good example of self-control, and I think that'll help some people this week.
Yes, sure do I. I think that too.
So, thank them for listening.
I just want to thank you guys for listening to Success for Kids. Yeah.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media @DrDaveMartin.